Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined by KNX reporter Emily Valdez, live on the scene at the Eaton Fire. Emily, give us the latest. Welcome and give us the latest.
Hello. Well, we know it's 10,000 acres right now. This I've been covering wildfires in California for 25 years, and this is going to be one of the worst ones. I've been driving around. I had to pull down into a Pasadena where I could get cell service because the cell service is so shoddy up there because there is, you know, the cell towers are burned up. Just row after row of these homes, you know, this is a really nice area. These are very old homes. They're on a hill, a huge hill, right at the edge of the San Gabriel Mountains. And the fire started last night and it just exploded. And mind you, we have three major wildfires going on here in Los Angeles. We've seen this before. But not for a few years. And at this level is, I'm shocked, and it's hard to shock me as a veteran wildfire reporter here in California, just a destruction. This is a wind-driven fire. The winds have kind of died down now, but yesterday we had, you know, 50-mile-an-hour gusts, 30-mile-an-hour sustained winds in places, and it just spread. It spread so quickly. The firefighters were overwhelmed. There was absolutely nothing they can do. Water pressure ran out in the middle of the night for even the Palisades fire. And over here in Altadena, which is right near Pasadena, it's just a community right north of it. And they ran out. So a lot of people did not evacuate. They tried to save their homes. We don't know how many homes have burned. They say 100, but I saw 100 on my own. And that was just a fraction of the fire. So we know there's going to be a lot more. There's at least 2 civilian deaths. And in the Palisades fire, we know there's dozens of people who are injured. So this is still very active right now. I mean, homes are burning as we speak. Some burned down, and then the one next door is actively on flames. And then you'll have another one sitting right next to it, which is entirely untouched. So that's the situation, Joe, and it is rapidly changing.
How many people right now are being ordered to evacuate, and how quickly do we expect that number to go up?
Well, that's hard to say. Tens of thousands. At the Eaton Fire where I am, or are you talking all the fires here? All the fires, I think there's about 60,000, maybe 70,000 people. It could go up. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it depends on what the fire does. So that's the thing about these California fires when we have these Santa Ana wind gusts. The embers can flow. You'll take a burning ember from a palm tree or something. It can flow a mile and set something on fire, and then that can catch. And so we'll have all these what we call spot fires out here. Yeah, it could grow. We don't know. Hopefully it won't. Hopefully the worst of it is over, but they're still trying to douse these. There's so many hot spots. I mean, we have people out there with hoses that were supposed to be evacuated, but the firefighters are just so overwhelmed. They're grabbing hoses and trying to water down their lawns. I've watched an elderly man, his home was in flames, burning up, and he was standing there with the water hose trying to put it out. I mean, the firefighters can't get to every home. There's too many.
You mentioned the wind and how quickly this was this fire was moving. The Eaton fire. Are we still at 0% contained? How does that work? And how quickly could they get this under control? For those of us in Buffalo, that you know, this is completely foreign to us.
So yeah, it is. I worked in Cleveland for a while. I'm like, you guys don't have fires here, do you? And, nope. So let me explain. So when we say containment, what that means, that's not how much the fire is out. That means how much of the fire they have built a fire line around. So the fire is not going to move forward in any direction. So they could have bulldozers or a river or something else that is going to prevent that fire from moving forward in that direction. So this fire is 0% contained, and it's difficult to say containment. As soon as, you know, where I'm sitting right now, the winds aren't that strong. In these kind of fires where they're wind driven, you can't really contain them as long as the wind's going, because you might have that bulldoze line or that large street or that freeway. But if the embers are flowing for a half mile, what good's a containment line? So how much is the fire out? Well, in some places the fire is out in the middle. In other places it isn't. But it is, there's zero containment on either of these fires. And they are in heavily populated areas. I mean, this is basically like entire suburbs have just gone up in flames.
We hear about the roadways that are being jammed and people are, you know, forced to leave their vehicles. Have you seen any of that where you are?
No, I haven't. That was in the Palisades, and that's right there on the ocean, overlooking the ocean. So that's tricky because it's Sunset Boulevard, the world famous Sunset Boulevard, and the way the Palisades is kind of organized is all roads lead to Sunset, so there's not a lot of ways out. It's up on top of a cliff. So that was what was happening, is all the cars were getting stuck on Sunset, and so they had to bulldoze them through. Where I'm at in Altadena, there's many ways in and many ways out. So that is not an issue. But what I have noticed is usually when I cover these fires, there's a lot of police around, not letting anyone through who's not a resident. But the police are so overwhelmed that we don't have that kind of, let's say, security there, because they try to keep looters out, too. I haven't seen any looters. What I've seen, though, is people going back and forth and back and forth, getting more baby pictures, getting more this, getting more that. So it's kind of a free-for-all where you have a lot of cars on the road, and that does impede the firefighting. We've got, you know, power lines down in the middle of the road. We've got trees down. We've got, you'll be driving, and you'll have a plume of smoke that's so dark you can't even see in front of your windshield. But it may just be like that one building burning, and people drive through it. So it's hazardous up there, and I'm a little surprised. This is the first fire I've covered in 25 years in California where they're so overwhelmed and they don't have the deputies and the police, because they're at the Palisades too. And they're also at another fire we have in the San Fernando Valley area in a community called Silmar.
With the wind, you said the wind right now, not where it's been. Are they calling for the wind to stay more calm? And will that help efforts get these out?
So the wind advisory is in effect until Thursday evening, but we really had the wind peak overnight. And that is unusual for these fires. Typically during the wildfires, the wind-driven fires, the wind dies down at night. Last night, overnight, we saw the peak of the wind, which was an oddity. And that's until the wind dies down, the fires won't, put it that way. It's really up to Mother Nature. Yeah, the winds seem to have died down here. But, you know, we've got all these weird hills and canyons, and some of them will still have, especially the canyons, they will still have higher winds than, different areas depending on the topography.
Well, Emily, you stay safe, and thank you so much for updating us on the situation.
Thank you.
That is Emily Valdez from KNX, our sister station in Los Angeles, covering the Eaton fires.